What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 924. In this episode, I'll discuss if antibiotic exposure intensity affects the risk of C. diff infection. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode924. The Antibiotic Spectrum Index, or ASI, was developed to classify commonly used antibiotics based on activity against relevant pathogens. In the ASI, antibiotics are given points based on the number of unique pathogens they cover, with scores ranging from 1 to 13. The highest ranking antibiotics by ASI are tigecycline, many quinolones, and carbapenems. And among the lowest ranking antibiotics are ampicillin, cefazolin, and azithromycin. A group of researchers recently investigated whether there was an independent association between intensity of antibiotic therapy as measured by the Antibiotic Spectrum Index and hospital-associated C. diff infection. A retrospective cohort analysis was published in Clinical Infectious Diseases of a single center, and it was conducted on over 23,000 patient cases where at least one antibiotic was received during a hospital stay. In the overall cohort, there was an incidence rate for hospital-acquired C. diff infection of 4.1 cases per 10,000 patient days. When the risk was stratified according to antibiotic spectrum index per antibiotic day and adjusted for potential confounders, there was a 1.09 increase in the risk of hospital-acquired C. diff for every unit increase in ASI per antibiotic day. The 95% confidence interval for this increase in risk was quite narrow at 1.06 to 1.13. Combining the ASI with traditional metrics like days on therapy to form the metric ASI per antibiotic day provides a more nuanced evaluation of the intensity of antibiotic therapy. In addition, this provides a way to quantify antimicrobial stewardship efforts that result not in the discontinuation of antibiotics, but the narrowing of spectrum. Take, for example, two patients that started on a 7-day course of meropenem. One completed the entire course on meropenem, and the other was stepped down to cefepime after 3 days. Both have the same number of days on therapy. Since meropenem has an ASI score of 10 and cefepime has an ASI score of 5, the intensity of the two different regimens can be compared in a more detailed way that simply looking at days of therapy does not allow for. Hopefully, this research suggesting a strong association of ASI per antibiotic day and risk of hospital-acquired C. diff will be used to design prospective studies to further evaluate the usefulness of this tool. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.